Paul Bunning Communications post-game show. Congratulations, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
1 minute of letdown. All of a sudden, that's a tight game, but good teams win third periods. You did that tonight.
No, we did, and you know, it was a weird first period. I was not happy with our guys, and even when we were up 2-0, first off, it was two bad goals. Our goalie never should have let any of them in. And but again, you could sense it. There was just no intensity on our bench, and there was just the guys had no fire. It looked like we were sick. You know what I mean? And I don't care. You know what? Like I told the guys between the first and second, if you're sick, take your crap off and go home then and go to bed then. But if you showed up and played, you better play your tail off. You know what I mean? And so that's my thing right there, Schultze. Again, if you're sick, and I know we're a little sick, but you know where I'm coming from right there too.
Yep.
You know what? If it's that bad, we're going to play lethargic. Go the heck home right there. We'll play 13 or 14 guys that'll play their tails off. But enough of that. The boys showed a lot of character, I thought, in the second and third. Second period was good. They responded. We didn't score, but they responded. And the third period was good. And, hey, do you know who took over? A couple shooters. Millsy gets a shooter's goal, as does Charlie.
Well, and that Miller goal, obviously a great way to start a very important period and an important stretch here for you as you get the second half of the season started. That's ideal when you get a goal a minute 30 into the third.
Oh, 100%, 100%, Biss. And, again, your shooters, you know, I can't have enough shooters. When you have shooters, they can bail you out, boy, and they bailed us out.
Owen Sillinger directly responsible for those first two goals by winning faceoffs. I don't care if the goalie should have stopped.
100%.
He's got to make a play, and he did. And, boy, then he sets up two nice goals down the stretch.
100%. 100%, 100%, Schultze. And you know what? Owen won big draws right there. And that first goal, he should have got an assist. But, obviously, again, I can't remember. I think it was Willie goes to whoever they went to, and there was a rebound. But you know what? You're 100%. Owen played a big-time game tonight.
Well, Tom, from a coaching perspective, you know, injuries you kind of know about. Sickness is kind of day-to-day. How difficult of a week was it for you trying to figure out what was going on and who was going to be able to play?
Well, we didn't even know. Hey, ask Schultze. We were doing our pregame interview, and you know what? So-and-so is, you know, throwing up. So-and-so's got fever. So-and-so is this. So-and-so is that. I'm just going, you know, Schultze's asking me questions. They go, Schultze, how the heck do I know? You know, I mean, like, we got to figure this out after warm-ups or what, but at the end of the day, guys want to play, and they're going to play sick. And but you just got to make sure as a coach, too, that you really go short shifts, you roll four, and you just got to make sure, too, that you don't overplay those guys that are hurting.
9-3-1's got a pretty good ring, doesn't it?
Well, I hope it's 10-3-1 tomorrow, boys.
See you then.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, the head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.